everybody. Welcome back to Inner Thoughts with M. This has been a really great week for me. I've been so happy this week, absolutely happy. I've had such a good couple of days and I've just, you know, just generally anyways, been happy. And I tend to reflect on the change in my emotions and my moods week by week basis, which is just something I do for myself because I'm trying to understand myself and my body and how my emotions work, the things that appeal to me, the ones that don't. And I think that's something that each of us should do, but I digress. Anyways, it got me thinking about last week and how I was very, very anxious last week and so many things were making me anxious. And so today I just want to talk about anxiety. And anxiety is a thing that we all experience. It comes in different forms and it manifests itself in different ways for different people. And it's one of those things that I cannot say that I will speak and give a 360 degree angle about, but I can share with you my experiences and the experiences of some of my friends, because I have spoken to people about this before. And there are types of anxiety where one needs to see a medical personnel. And that's not what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode particularly. I will be speaking about, I don't want to call it day-to-day anxiety, but the anxiety that is manifested in each and every single one of us. Now, when our bodies are, a friend of mine actually told me that how anxiety comes about, or how they perceive it to come about, is your soul wants one thing but your body is doing another. So it's kind of like a meeting of the soul and the body, or even the mind. And when I think of all the times that I've been anxious quite a couple of times, I do get anxious quite a bit, and because of how my particular anxiety manifests itself, I've learned to cope with that for myself. But I'm just going to try and speak about it from, you know, a 360 degree, not 360 degree really, but just an angle where I'll incorporate the experiences that my friends have shared with me as well. Different things can, you know, spur anxiety. It could be past experiences that trigger it. It could be, you know, childhood experiences. It could be your current situation. It could be anticipated events. Like there's so many things that could cause you to be anxious. It could be an exam that's coming up, a job interview, different things. Fear of failure, actually, which is a big thing, and I think we need to do a whole podcast on its own, and probably a conversational one. But the point is, basically, it's okay and it's normal for us to experience anxiety. And anxiety can, it can, I don't know how to say this, my theme for my anxious fits is basically progress and not perfection, trying to understand myself. And I think that's just one of the things that I want to, you know, appeal to us to do, to understand the things that trigger us. And the only way we can understand these things, because there are many things, is by, you know, peeling our minds to whenever we have anxious fits, or even when we're in points of reflection. Like I mentioned earlier, reflection is very, very key. Peeling our minds to understand what might have led to these moments. And when in the instances that I've allowed myself to do that, I have realized that sometimes I'm anxious and I think it's a very small thing that has caused my anxiety. But when I reflect and sit back and, you know, just give myself space, I think we definitely need to hold space for ourselves above everything else. I think about, I realize actually that there's so much, it stems from so much. There's things probably in my past or experiences that I've had that have led me to fear this or react in this way or be uneasy about this. Or it could even be just how much I want something, you know, when you want something so bad that you're really anxious about it, and how anxiety can take over you. And so I'm just going to share how I've tried, I'm learning, and how what has previously worked for my anxiety not to take over me in some instances, because sometimes I fail, but like I told you, progress and not perfection. So first of all, I think when it comes to basically just coping mechanisms, like I said, we need to understand our persons. Like, you need to understand yourself, because we're different, and what works for me might work for you, but it doesn't always work. And so I should give a background how I got to even acknowledge that I needed to unpack my, you know, anxious moments and what triggers it and things like that is 2019 was a, you know how people are saying that 2020 is a really horrid year. I'm not saying that really horrid things have not happened in 2020, they have, but for me personally, 2019 was that year for me. I was really going through it. I was doubting myself on so many of the things that I was previously passionate about. I was so scared to, it was such a crippling feeling. The thing is, I got so anxious about things to the point that I could not do anything. I couldn't even try. So obviously, when you want to do something or get something and you're not even trying, you're obviously not going to get it, which is just going to aggravate your emotions. And for me, that's what was happening to me literally the entire, like, I had to take out 3 months, like July and September, and literally not do anything. I was mostly sat at home, and very few people realized, or I even told about what I was experiencing, because at that time I did not know how to explain it. And I'm not attributing that entire episode to me being anxious, because it was just a bunch of things. It was a booklet of so many things, but me, basically a subset of those things was I was starting to get anxious as a result of everything that was going on at the time. And I needed time. It took me 3 months, honestly. I won't even make it seem like it will take a shorter time. It might for you, but I had to extract myself from what was happening in during that time, and during I had to basically sit down for 3 months and question myself every single day about why I was feeling the way that I was feeling, why I felt like I couldn't do it, why things weren't working out, or so it seemed at that time. And so anyway, some of the things that worked for me were extracting myself from the situation. Now, this for me works because sometimes when I'm absolutely anxious, I feel like the room's closing in on me. And I say that both, I say literally, not like I feel the walls coming in, but if I'm surrounded by a group of people and something's occupying my mind, it gets so overwhelming, and I don't want to say that I can't breathe, but it feels that way. And I need to physically flee, like I need to flee the situation. And I was getting scared of that because I've been taught to face issues head on. And I think before that time, I didn't understand that head on doesn't necessarily always mean head on. So anyways, extracting myself from that situation, I love to sleep. Honestly, I really love to sleep. If you know me, or if you're listening and we do not know each other personally, hopefully we get to know each other sometime. I really love to sleep. And for me, that really helps. But I have had conversations with my friends where sleeping has not necessarily helped. Speaking to people, and this could be anyone. At that time when I was going through it, I didn't want to speak to anyone, because at that point I could not understand. I don't know how to explain it, but I couldn't understand what I was experiencing as well. I was just trying to unpack it. And that's why I was really having this conversation actually earlier. We need to normalize therapy. It's okay to need to speak to a person. It's okay to see a therapist. It does not mean that you are mad or something absolutely beyond this world is, you know, happening. If you're able to, you know, afford it and, you know, have access to it, it's something that I think all of us should, you know, take on. I think having support systems, people in place. Now, I've been privileged that I have that, having people who are going to hold spaces for you. And if you're listening and you may not exactly experience anxiety, you know, just like basically maybe it's not that bad, or, and I'm not even saying that this is for people when it gets bad, because I don't think mine gets bad. I haven't, you know, seen a doctor for it or anything. But, and if you're listening and it's, and you think you need to see someone, please do, because at the end of the day, I've recently learned to think of my mind the way we think of our bodies. You know, when you go to the gym and you work out because you want to look and feel good and just be good generally, that's how the mind is as well. And you know, the first days of going to the gym, it's really hard if you've just started out, but as you keep going, I don't really go to the gym that much, but for the people who do keep going and actually make it past the first day, it gets easier, also I've been told. Same thing with the mind. When you're unpacking, guys, unpacking years of things that have happened to you and things that might trigger you is hard. And it's, like I said, progress, not perfection. It is a constant process. But how we move from, you know, step one to step two is allowing ourselves the time. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to cry. Hold that space. Allow yourself to process these emotions. One of my horrid habits is that I put things in the back of my mind. I used to think it horrid, but it's how I deal with things sometimes. That's why I say learn your coping mechanisms. Sometimes I'm mentally unready to deal with things, and so it will go to the back of my mind and I will come back and unpack it. Now, I've spoken about this with some of my friends, and where the problem comes from is when people don't come back to unpack it. Because believe me, it will come back for you. If you don't come back for it, it will come back for you. So, anyways, like I said, holding space for ourselves and, you know, for the people around us. And let's be selfish, you know. When it comes to your mind, please be selfish. Please give yourself time. Because there's no way that you are going to be able to love others or treat, not even love, but like just treat them right or even work effectively if your mind's not right. You might think that you have short-term results, but it doesn't work that way. It's, like I said, progress and not perfection. So just let's hold our spaces. Let's actually, I'm saying hold our spaces because a friend of mine actually does refer to that, and I think it appeals to me a lot. Let's give ourselves time to deal with the situations that, you know, make us anxious, and let's acknowledge that it's okay. It's okay to feel this way. I think that instead of focusing also on just the physical aspect of, oh, I'm anxious right now, let's like I said, unpack the triggers and allow yourself into a mode of, you know, self-realization. Understand, you know, my body is doing this at this time. Why is it doing this at this time? Some people keep themselves distracted, and that's, I'm one of those people. One of the things that actually, I'm so happy that I've remembered this. One of the things that has really been a help to me this year to just do better is to put myself out there. I literally mean, if I fear something, unless it's like, I literally evaluate, is this reasonable fear or it's unreasonable? Okay, Melissa, you're scared of this because you want this so bad. You're scared of failing. Or Melissa, why are you going to die? Does it have, you know, adverse effects on you? No, I put myself there. If I get sometimes socially anxious, I'm scared of meeting new people sometimes. Sometimes I'm really excited, but sometimes I'm actually scared. Sometimes just being in a room full of people I don't know it makes me, God, I feel so uneasy sometimes. But what I do these days, I put myself there, you know, I like the end result. I like making friends, but I'm scared of, sometimes my body gets anxious, and it's normal. It's okay. I've learned to accept that it's okay. But I put myself out there. So I don't know if this will work for everyone, but sometimes for me, participation. If I fear it, I will do it. Because I believe that actually, so far it's worked. Not gonna lie, we're in June, entering July, and it has worked. So yeah, maybe that could help another person. Allowing yourself to educate yourself. I'm listening, read, and just educate yourself, because this process of unpacking, we need to understand what we're unpacking and what it might. There's no one who's going to unpack your experiences for you better than yourself, but just read into why you might be feeling the way you're feeling, and just, you know, to recognize why you're feeling that way. Let's not self-critique. I really learned that I am my biggest enemy sometimes, and I cause my own anxiety sometimes because I overthink things. But I've learned that me not self, learning to not be so harsh on myself, to love on myself, to basically not be my own enemy has really helped. And like I said, it really takes unpacking and tiny steps, progress and not perfection. I think we need an episode 2 of anxiety. I think we need a conversational one. I think I need to have a conversation with someone, because it's such a long, oh my days. I want to share my experience so much. And there's just so much, there's so much to talk about this. But I would like to know, please let me know, what do you think? How do you deal with your anxiety? Have you noticed these patterns? Or don't even tell me, but just think to yourself, have you noticed these patterns? Do you understand why? Are there people who trigger it? Are there situations that trigger it? Why do those people or situations, you know, trigger, you know, those things? Is it expectations? Is it expectations from people you love? Have you had that conversation with those people? In my first podcast, I spoke about just being open and communicating. Speak about it. And if you must, speak selfishly. Speak about what your mind needs. Speak up about the space that you need. You don't even have to speak up. If you're able to give yourself this space, allow those around you that you love and want to let in on just being, you know, your support system, to understand some of the things that they do that, you know, or to even know you better so that they can support you better. And for the people who seek to support us in these situations, it's not always about me telling you what's going on. Sometimes I just need you to listen. And by listen, I don't mean listen to me speaking, but just listen to my actions. Hold space for me. I really feel like I'm plagiarizing hold space, but literally, it's just, let's hold space for each other and let's hold space for ourselves. Let's understand that beyond everything, our minds do come greatly in the ladder that is our well-being. And let's have these conversations. Let's normalize this. Let's help each other and let's learn from each other. Let's seek help if we need to. And let's not be ashamed. Let's not think that it's not okay, because it is okay. I guess that's just a snippet of my thoughts for today. Let me know what you think. And I hope to not see you, but I will. I hope to hear back from you. And thank you for tuning in.